Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Now, there's an important tax deadline looming, not April 15th, December 31st. We'll tell you why and take your questions about it in a few minutes. But first, we wanted to advise the entrepreneurs and innovators out there about something that can help you with your ambitions and your projects. It's called the Venture Cafe, and what is served there is a generous portion of encouragement and support. Joining us to talk about Venture Cafe in St. Louis is Travis Sheridan, its executive director. Travis, so nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Don.
Now, you talk about the synergy that is created in the Venture Cafe, but you speak of it as a collision. What do you mean?
Well, I talk about serendipitous collisions, and it's about getting the right people at the right place at the right time, and then miraculously the right things happen. At Venture Cafe every week, and it's a weekly event from 3 to 8 o'clock every Thursday, we get about 220 people to attend. And there are people that are interested in the innovation space, like biotechnologists and traditional entrepreneurs. But we also get educators, people from the arts community, people from the nonprofit sector. And they're all having these very meaningful conversations, and people leave feeling like they're one step closer to achieving their goal.
What kinds of conversations?
Well, a good example is I had a bioscientist stop me in the hall the other day, and he said, Travis, I got to spend 45 minutes talking to a filmmaker. I never talk to filmmakers at these events because I only talk to bioscientists. And so filmmaking just happens to be one of his passions, and so he got to think about creativity in his own venture, which is bioscience. And another example is we had a charter school administrator spend 20 minutes talking to somebody that's in global logistics for one of our large companies, and they talk for 20 minutes about textbooks. And they just never really connect outside of an organization like Venture Cafe, where we're bringing these different disciplines together.
It's not actually a cafe.
It's not actually a cafe. There is coffee served, and we have beer and wine also, which helps, I think, stimulate or lubricate the conversation. But really, it's about percolating of ideas and percolating of good conversation.
At what stage in their own professions or development or whatever are the people who are attending the cafe?
Well, that's the best thing, I think, Don, is that we have people that are at the idea stage. They've just sketched something out on a bar napkin. And we have folks that are from Boeing that is located in the Cambridge Innovation Center and the 4240 building there in Cortex. Engineers from Boeing come up that are working on the latest, greatest things out of Boeing, and they get to all collide and have these conversations. And so it's not geared to just the light bulb moment. It's for those that have actually taken a light bulb to market and know how to do something with it so they could learn from each other.
How long has this been going on?
So we started our programming October 2nd, so it's relatively new. This is our first quarter of doing it.
You know, you had mentioned before we went on the air that one of the reasons you're here from California is because of just this kind of atmosphere, electricity. And I guess this is really paying off in terms of what you had expected from St. Louis.
Absolutely. I look back to where it was like 3 years ago when I came here, like I said, from California. And people – I always say we could judge the health of a community by listening to what they complain about. So three years ago, people were complaining about the fact there wasn't enough seed funding or early stage funding, or they couldn't find talent. And now people are complaining about the fact that they need bigger rounds of funding, and people are stealing talent from each other. So there's this energy, this growth that's really happening. And if we take a pragmatic look at what's going on, we see that we're actually trending and growing faster than some other communities in the United States.
The funding issue, of course, would be a key one. With regard to the cafe and the conversations that are being held, is funding a part of that, looking for funding, venture capital, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have a couple of groups that actually provide so what happens on Thursday nights is not only do people come together for conversation, we have five or six breakout groups and educational pieces that go on. And every week there's a group called iSelect, which runs the iSelect Fund. And they are doing whiteboard discussions and roundtable discussions, helping entrepreneurs understand the roadmap of securing funding. So that is part of our weekly programming, a conversation about funding or bringing in a successful entrepreneur who has actually raised funds. The Missouri Venture Forum does programming through Venture Cafe the first Thursday of every month, and they usually bring in a successful entrepreneur who's walked that walk in the past.
How do folks find out about this? I mean, you talk a couple of hundred people. That's a lot of folks to get together.
It is. You know, I'm really surprised at how successful it's been. In all honesty, we were planning for about 100 to 125 a week. But the way that people are finding out about it is because we've been very strategic in how we align and amplify other programs that are happening in the community. A good example of that is I-10, the IT Entrepreneurs Network. They've been running a second Thursday event for a number of years, but now they do that second Thursday event as part of Venture Cafe. So they bring about 100 people in. The Inventors Association of St. Louis has been doing events on a monthly basis, and now they do those on Thursday night at Venture venture cafe. So it's just really strategically finding the right people and making sure that we could give them a better venue. And my favorite one is that we have Chris Miller with the Mission Center. They do a lot in helping nonprofit startups, and they do a fourth Thursday event. And now they're doing that at Venture Cafe.
There has to be a lot of organization involved for this. If you're talking to that many people, I mean, that could be characterized, I suppose, as a mob. You've got to have some structure to it.
There is structure, and it is like putting on a small conference every single week. If you figure it's a five-hour event, 200 people and about 5 to 7 breakout groups, it's like a small conference. I have a very capable program administrator or a program manager that I hired, Inkari Yazawa. She really wrangles the cats and makes sure that the curation of the content is top-notch. The last thing we want is for people to feel like they're being sold to and feel like it's some schmarmy, slimy environment. So the two rules at Venture Cafe, the only way we would kick you out or ask you not to come back is if you're selling too much or if you're drinking too much, because we do offer that beer.
Substantively, what has come of it so far? I recognize you've only been at it for a couple of months, but has there been something you could point to and say this is an indication of the effectiveness of this?
I think the biggest indicator right now, beyond the sheer number of people that are attending, is the diversity in the number of and the diversity of the people that are attending, and the diversity in the workshops. So we've been able to partner with arts organizations to bring in some of those conversations to see how arts and business align. We've really been partnering a lot with Prosper STL, the Prosper Women's Network, to bring women-based content into the startup community. And I think that's been our biggest marker of success, is that we are creating more friends than enemies, and people are wanting to align with us, and other people are finding value in it.
Association with the arts is something that has caught our production staff's eye, if you will, and mine too. It's sort of out there. I didn't expect that.
We like to be out there. The reason I like including the arts, and when I was putting my board together, one of the first people I asked to serve on my board is Christina Van Dyke from the Pulitzer Arts Foundation. And I've just really been a fan of the arts community. And the arts can teach us about creativity, innovation, risk, failure, all these things. When we look at a piece of artwork on the wall or a production on the stage, we don't realize that all the iterative process to get there. And on our very first Venture Cafe, we actually had a set designer from the Muni come out and give a talk. And he talked about the principles of set design and how a set designer looks at a script and can bring it to life, and how you can use those same principles to look at a business plan and bring it to life. So in reality, and I think it's a lesson that we could all learn in here in St. Louis, is there's about 98% that we all have in common and 2% that's different. So let's really focus on the 98%. And see how we can build each other up.
And it's interesting to note, and we've done programs on this, the arts in St. Louis really generates an awful lot for the local economy, a lot of dollars floating around.
Well, and that was one of the – when I was coming out from California, the amenities out here in St. Louis, specifically in the arts and the culture area, were second to none. And granted, I've spent a lot of time going up to San Francisco and Los Angeles, but I would put the quality at here in St. Louis on par with anything I've experienced on the coast.
I think that would surprise a lot of people, because we tend to think – you talked about branding earlier. Mm-hmm. The branding is pretty effective out in that the left coast, as some people call it.
Well, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. Smoke due to wildfire, mirrors due to the vanity in Southern California, I guess. But there's a lot of smoke and mirrors out there. And, you know, California is very expensive. I don't like to ever say that St. Louis is inexpensive or cheap, but I do say that St. Louis is capital efficient. And St. Louis is one of these places where if you wanted to roll up your sleeves and get stuff done, you absolutely can. And when every week at Venture Cafe, we see people who are taking an interest in their community to get things done. When we look at what's happening across our country, and specifically here in Ferguson, we've seen a lot of people that have jumped in, and instead of just having a lot of conversations, they're rolling up their sleeves and getting things done. It can be a model for the rest of the United States.
I wonder if instead of people at some point jumping in, they'll be jumping out as a result of what's been going on here.
Jumping out in which way?
Just, you know, leaving the community, thinking – this is not the place to be, and a number of people who might have been considering St. Louis say, I don't think so.
I think that is something that we are up against. But I also would say that while things were happening in Ferguson, just shortly thereafter, things happened in New York City, things happened in Cleveland. We see that there are systemic issues across our country that need to be addressed. So it's not just specific to St. Louis. If people do ever want to leave St. Louis, and I talk to a lot of young people about this because we always talk about the brain drain here in St. Louis that our young people leave. I actually think it's good for people to leave. I think that if we train people up, if we give them our responsibility is to give them a reason to stay. If we can't do that, then we want them to be prosperous and thrive elsewhere. And if nothing else, they should be our advocates, they should be our ambassadors, and we should welcome them back with open arms if and when they want to return.
The folks who get involved in the cafe, is this, did they pay for the privilege of that? Is that how it works?
Absolutely not. We don't believe in a pay-to-play model because I think that would start compromising the quality of the programming that we put on. These are folks that want to be – they do want exposure. I mean, they probably see this as some sort of business development opportunity, so they want exposure. But they also want to educate and help grow the startup community. When people come, there's just this natural vibrancy. In fact, there was a lady from Boulder, Colorado that was there, I think on our fourth or fifth week, and she turned to me and she said, I wish Boulder was this vibrant. And I wish I had a video camera or some way to record my response, because there is an electricity, and the people that are adding to that are the contributors, either from the crowd that's there or the contributors that are providing content.
You bring up a point that I wanted to raise, and that is that this is sort of thing is going on in other parts of the country, I gather.
Yes. In fact, Venture Cafe is actually out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. So the organization as a whole is about 4 years old. It was born out of the Cambridge Innovation Center. And 4 years ago, they decided to create the nonprofit Venture Cafe. And this is their first expansion outside of the Boston-Cambridge area. So they looked around the country for places to take this programming, and they settled on St. Louis. And a lot of it has to do with what's going on here, what I've seen, what other people see, and what's going on in the Cortex District and the growth that's there.
Well, you mentioned the Cortex District. You've mentioned it twice now. We have a caller who wants to learn more about location. So let's bring in Mike, calling from St. Louis. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Travis. I mean, I'm a friend of technology and everything, and one of the problems I always run into is I punch up a website and I can't find the address. Where are you guys?
Well, thank you so much. So we are very innovative, and we're like the cobbler whose kids have the worst shoes around. So our website is venturecafestl.org, and the address is 4240 Duncan Avenue. So we're right in the heart of the Cortex District. We are still doing some modifications, both at the home office in Cambridge and here in St. Louis. So I apologize that it wasn't readily available, but again, we're at 4240 Duncan.
Okay.
Mike, thanks for the call. We'll put a link to that website on our website as well. Are most of the folks that are participating in this, are there IT people, high-tech people? Is it technology-driven or not?
I would say the if I had to skew it one way, it probably skews technology because that's the buzz right now. But what has been great is seeing the technology people talking to the nonprofit folks, or more importantly, seeing the technology people talking to the government people. There are a lot of professional government workers that come down that want to be more innovative in city and county government, that want to apply some of these technologies. So it's a way for them to learn about the leading new technologies that are coming out. The other part that's been really great is that I mentioned the diversity and inclusion. We have a lot of people of color that are participating. I'm African American myself, and it's been purposeful to reach out to make sure that we are blending those audiences. I often say that we use the word entrepreneur a lot, but in the north side of St. Louis where I live, they use the word hustler, and it means the exact same thing. People are trying to improve their station in life through some creative means. We just want them to all use their powers for good.
And yet I have read that you're very particular about the people that you want joining you.
Particular in which way?
Well, that you want you want to exclude certain people who can't contribute to the over ambience, if you will.
Sure. Like I mentioned, the only two ways that people really dampen things is if they don't have the right vibe or the right attitude. Mm-hmm. The wrong attitude are the people that are just there to hand out business cards and try to generate business. The ones that are takers, right? The ones that always want to suck the life out of every room they walk into. Mm-hmm. The ones that we want to encourage are the ones that want to meet people, they want to get to know people, and they want to help people. When they have a helping mindset, a contributing mindset, then they're more than welcome, and they actually add to the overall climate.
Our time is just about up. Do your commercial for me. If folks out there listening who want to become involved, tell them why they should and how they can.
So if people want to feel better about St. Louis and feel like there's a lot of hope in St. Louis, we encourage them to come to Venture Cafe. Our flagship program is every Thursday from 3 to 8 o'clock. We are taking Christmas and New Year off, though. But every Thursday from 3 to 8 o'clock in the Cortex District at the 4240 building. And thanks for linking to our site, but they could find more information at venturecafestl.org.
Okay, I'm going to take one more call. It just came in from Ed in Creve Coeur. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the air with Travis Sheridan.
Yeah, I just wanted to share my experience. I've been down to the Venture Cafe, and as a small business owner and former entrepreneur, it was just exciting to to be involved in that environment, be reminded of what it was like back when I first started, and also to have the opportunity to look around and realize that you're looking at the future Sigma Aldriches or the future Monsanto or the future McDonnell Douglases. These are what they look like in their infancy, and it was just exciting to be around those people and also to see the kind of buildings and infrastructure that are being built up to support entrepreneurship here in St. Louis. So the Venture Cafe experience is a good one, even if you're not currently involved in entrepreneurship, but just want to get plugged into what's going on in St. Louis. It was terrific.
Great. Thanks so much, Ed. And thank you for that wonderful plug. And please stop me next time you're in and we could I'll pour you a beer.
Sounds great. Thanks.
What's the average age of the people who participate?
Well, first I'll give you the range. The oldest has been in their 70s and the youngest has been 4 months. So the average age is probably right around, I'd say 35 to 45 is the average age.
All right. That's a young, budding group, obviously, and an energetic group, needless to say. Travis Sheridan, thanks so much for telling us about Venture Cafe. Good luck to you. Just been underway for a couple of months now. I hope you have a long, successful run.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you so much. Travis Sheridan of the Venture Cafe. Coming up, the end of the year tax deadline and what you need to know about it. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.